In southern Michigan, workers are still cleaning up thick tar sands oil from the Kalamazoo River, from a pipeline that broke 1 year ago near the town of Marshall. 840,000 gallons of oil spilled out while being shipped from Canada. As Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports, life for nearby residents is not yet back to normal.
Deb Miller is standing behind her carpet store in the village of Suresco, 6 miles downstream from where the pipe broke a year ago. We're looking at black, goopy masses as big as my fist floating on the Kalamazoo River.
The home that we live in was my husband's family home. But if it was up to me, I would have been gone the week of the spill.
There are 200 acres that state regulators still classify as heavily contaminated from the spill last year. Here, the black clumps are in the water, on the riverbanks, on long strips of white and orange boom. There's a faint smell, sort of like nail polish remover. Workers wearing neon vests dot the riverbanks. At the height of the cleanup, 2,500 workers stretched along 35 miles of the Kalamazoo River. Cleanup continued through the winter. Now 500 workers are trying to collect the heavy tar-like oil that settled on the river bottom. Environmental Protection Agency officials are calling this cleanup a unique challenge. No one remembers dealing with this much submerged oil in a river. But they say Enbridge Energy has been cooperative. Enbridge estimates it's cleaned up 90% of the oil spilled. Federal regulators, though, haven't finished their investigation yet, so we still don't know how much oil actually spilled or what caused the broken pipeline. The company has settled the vast majority of the nearly 2,400 claims, though there are at least a dozen pending lawsuits. I tried talking to people really close to the spill site. Door after door, no one answers. Some of the homes are obviously empty. Enbridge has already bought 130 homes. And Deb Miller says that's changed her neighborhood forever.
I don't blame anybody for getting out. There's too much unknown. There's too much unknown.
I meet Craig Ritter near the spill site. He lives about a half an hour away and says he's been kayaking this section of the Kalamazoo for years. The day after the spill, he says the river looked like black death.
The river was black. You couldn't even hear the water. The water going over the rocks didn't sound like water going over the rocks. It almost sounded like a kid sucking on a super thick milkshake. I mean, it was just...
We head behind an abandoned riverfront ranch with a portage on for workers parked in the driveway. Ritter says it looks way better on the surface. He shoves a stick down into the shallow water. A blue oil sheen bubbles up, along with that black goopy stuff I saw at Suresco Dam.
That's just from little sticks stirring it up.
Is that horrible or what? I wanna go for a swim?
Ritter looks down, wipes the sweat from his forehead, and shakes his head.
Unfortunately, I don't think life on the river is going to be the same.
The EPA says Enbridge must clean up the submerged oil by the end of August. But there is clearly a lot of cleanup yet to do, and deadlines have been extended before. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith.